Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey, we have such a fun show for you today.
Yeah, I think it was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about my kids and finally those two, Sonny and Natalia, connecting and what work it took to get those two to connect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we talked about, you know, doing things with our kids and how our kids don't want to spend time with us anymore.
Yeah, but first...
Welcome to the OC Bitches. I'm Rachel Bilson, and I played Summer Roberts on the OC.
I'm Melinda Clark, and I played the iconic Julie Cooper on the OC.
We were the OG Bitches on Fox's hit show, The OC, back in the early 2000s.
Every week, we'll go through an episode as we rewatch the series together. We'll discuss the stories, the people who made them, and the drama on and off camera as you've never heard before.
Joining us will be former cast members, writers, musicians, and the many people that made the OC the cultural phenomenon that it is today.
So be sure to rate, review, and follow Cast Media's new podcast, Welcome to the OC Bitches, wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also check out the video releases each week on YouTube.
What's up, everybody?
Happy Friday.
Yes, that's right. It's Friday. Happy
What's
Friday.
Up? Okay.
Another weekend.
Before we do anything,
yes,
today
mm-hmm.
is a very special fella who we love very much.
He's got a special place in all of our hearts.
Ulysses, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ulysses.
Happy birthday, you big fucker.
Yeah. Sorry we didn't get you a t-shirt, but mm-mm. not all of us can be Ulysses.
No. But we did say happy birthday to
yes,
you on the air in front of the world.
Thank you for all that you do for us, by
oh
the way.
Oh, my gosh.
You do a lot for us,
He
actually.
Supports every cause.
Yes.
He's the first to donate. He's such a selfless,
yeah.
kind human being.
He is.
Anytime you put out anything, and not just for me, but, you know, and you, but
right.
like if a friend
He's
of mine on Facebook puts something about dogs, you know, he goes and donates to them.
That's so sweet.
I know.
Happy birthday. Hope Wendy's doing something nice for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We love you, Ulysses.
We love you so much.
Yeah.
And also a big hello to Elizabeth Williamson.
Oh, Elizabeth Williamson.
Erin Land. Ho. Colleen Skater Girl. Mm-hmm. Gabby and Missy.
Oh, God, I can't talk about them this
I know.
Week.
We really can't.
Still on the gag order.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker, Ishan Vajapay, Kelly Brandt.
She'll be your aunt.
Yes.
If you don't have one, she'll be your aunt.
Valerie Fenway Park, Kelly Luther Vandross, Carrie So Very Nice. Sorry, mm-hmm. but you are.
Mm-hmm.
Dina Ramirez, heart emoji.
Polly,
Mrs. Butterworth, Julia Guglia. Sarah Stefano, Amanda Crittenden, and Casey Howell. Leslie,
why? Don't cough.
Mm-mm. Alicia Escalante, Angie Saldivar,
Woo!
Michelle McKibben, Amy Hunt,
Rebecca Lubin,
Christus Grustroop, Hiro Yamashita.
Didn't you say Hiro?
No, I hadn't said it last time. Athena Ginchard.
Oh, Athena.
And that's it. Yeah.
Oh, it's all our pals. We love you guys. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Yeah.
All right. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, it has been a busy
for
week.
For you.
Yes. So
not for me.
Love that the kids are back in school on campus. In fact, so Natalia is on top of her grades this year, which I'm impressed with.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't like she's getting better and better every year with age. So it's amazing. Like I don't have to get on her as much. She was up late last night doing homework. she's doing really good. Except her Spanish, she could do a little better. She's having a hard time there. But, you know, she's got a Guatemalan nanny. Like, have her help you, right?
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So then there's the boy. Okay. He's dragged. He's got no motivation. But when he sits down and buckles up and gets his work done, then he does pretty well. But I got it, you know, his IPA lady called me, like, you know, that Sonny has a lot of missing assignments. And, you know, I've tried to work with him in directive studies, but he says he's caught up. And I'm like, you know, I should know about his missing assignments, but I'm trying to stay on it. And, you know, you and I talk about it like, I don't want to be, why do I have to police these kids all the time? You know, I hate it. It's like, shouldn't that be, they're at school. That's their job. You guys be on top of it.
So directive study, is this like part
directive
of the IPA?
Directive studies is there. No, they have homeroom. It's the homeroom is called directive studies.
Oh, okay. We call it advisory.
Oh, is that what you call
it? So in their directive studies,
their homeroom. Yeah.
They look good. They go over what they're missing?
They can if she, you know, that's what she has him actually as she's his teacher for his homeroom. And she's, you know, usually she'll sit down with him. But he's been blowing off his work like, no, I'm all caught up. But if
he's lying?
Yes. Or he'll say, I got it. I know what I got to do or whatever. Mm-hmm. He just kind of – and she told me, you know, like not making excuses for the boy or anything, but like there's a lot of kids at that school that usually were good students and now they've like they're getting D's and F's because they just – kids don't have that motivation when they're left alone in their bedrooms, you know. They just don't have that.
Right.
But now that they've been back for like – this will be their third week back now, 2 days a week, you know. She's saying that – she told me that she can – if my kids wanted to come all 4 days, you know, they can start coming all 4 days. Of course, Natalia was like, hell no. But Sonny, I might have to make him go – he doesn't want to, but I might have to because he's, you know, takes a sweet time. He does things at the last minute. And, you know, he's doing fine in most of his classes. Physics, he's not doing good in. And English, he could do better in. But he needs, you know, he needs that extra sit down for an hour, focus, get it done. And he, you know, and he should be doing that. And so that's what she's telling me. Like, he should be doing that with me, and he's not, and he's, you know, whatever. And so, whatever. But, you know, I guess – The moral to the story is that I, you know, when you're left alone and you don't have to do anything, nobody's expecting you. There's days where nobody's looking for me or I'm expected to be anywhere. And you got to have discipline. Like, you have to make it a point to go check your emails and, you know, go through, answer all your emails. Who'd you leave hanging on text? You know, for me, like, it's, you got to have that self-discipline. It's
right,
tough.
Right.
When all I want to do is when I have free time is to play Fortnite or watch Below Deck, you know. But it is what it is. So the moral to the story is I think a lot of these kids, they need that. They need to be on campus. Some kids don't, but Sonny does. So I'm going to put him back to 4 days a week starting this week. And, you know, there's only a month and a half left. And then hopefully in the fall they go back full time or at least at some capacity. And
there's barely even a month and a half left.
Yeah,
they
right.
They get out in early June. So
they
have basically all of May.
Right.
Really.
Yes.
Nobody's doing anything in June. So right. I agree.
Right. So fine. But he's got to get his work done. He's got to be turning it in. And it's and every year at the end of the year, it's like this with Sonny. It's like us like trying to push a boulder up a hill. Like, come on, just get it done. Just focus and get it done. I found out, okay, so we had over the weekend, I kept saying, do you have anything else that you need to do? Because he did a lot on Friday with his teacher. Do you have anything else? No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. So we went out on Sunday night. I had the nicest time with Sonny and Natalia. Those two are getting along so nicely. I don't even want to like jinx it, but they're getting along really nicely. And they actually, one of them said, I don't know which one, said to me the other day, like, yeah, actually we're getting along really well. I think I said, do you need to see Brittany or anything? Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, no, we're fine. And so Sunday night was a fun day. So, okay. So
where'd you go to dinner?
All right. So Natalia, says to me early, and she sends me a text from her bedroom. Can we go to the Americana later today and have dinner at the Italian restaurant? There's an Italian restaurant.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. So there's that Italian restaurant. I used to take them when they were little. They love it there.
And there's a Katsuya there.
And there's a Katsuya. But they didn't like sushi that much. And actually, I had a bad time once there. They sat me by the kitchen. I could smell the fish really strong. And it turned me off. And so I don't know why. But yes, I love Katsuya.
Okay, but they have a great Italian place.
They love the Italian. Yeah. And
there's a Brandy.
Yes, there's a Brandy Melville, Lululemon, Nordstrom's. Lots for me and Natalia, not so much for Sonny.
Right.
But he likes the Samsung and the Apple Store. Those are the only two. Maybe Tesla. He goes in there and wanders around. But so I said, okay. And then she said, Sonny can come too. I was like, wow, okay. Well, that's fine because I would have taken Sonny as well. You didn't have to tell me that. But
right.
I like permission. That she encouraged.
You have permission to bring your other child if you would like.
On a Sunday afternoon when Adam's working. So I was like, all right, yeah, okay, let's go. And I didn't think Sonny was going to want to go, but he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, okay, great. That's the day I watched the movie 12 Angry Men, which was really good. So we watched our movie. We got ready. Okay, before we head out, Natalia's like, I'm trying to get ready, but I'm hearing them talk. Natalia's like, hey, Sonny, can you come in my room? Like, I want you to pick out an outfit for me to wear to the mall.
What?
She's like, I want to see what you would pick out. And he was like, what? No. And I'm like, come on,
all
Sonny.
She's going to wear is some high-waisted jeans and a halter top and
exactly.
a crop top anyway.
Right.
It's pinned in the back so it's extra tight.
Extra tight and short.
And a hoodie.
Exactly.
What else would she wear?
Right. But I'm listening to her, but then I have to chime in and I'm like, come on, Sonny, just be a team player. Just do it. She's like, come on. Like, she's never really, Natalia gives Sonny a hard time. Like, she's never really interested in hanging out with him or what he has to say or anything like that.
Right.
And now she wants him to go and pick out an outfit for her. Like, I think it's interesting. I was like, oh, good. Then it gets better, Stephanie. Then she was like, can I? She's like, Sonny, she's like looking at him. She's like, he goes, well, you can pick out an outfit for me. And then she goes, what am I? I'm going to pick out shorts and a hoodie. Like, that's not not fun.
But
right.
He's going to pick out jeans and a hoodie.
Exactly. So then
girls think that they're so fashion forward.
Right.
Check out any 16-year-old, 14, 15 or 16-year-old girl's Instagram and they're wearing a Brandy Melville cropped tank top.
Everything is extra small.
Or a big sweatshirt. Yeah.
Or
overly big sweatshirt that says like Los Angeles or New York.
Lakers.
Or Lakers mm-hmm. or some one word on it.
Right.
Or no words.
Right.
It's either a zip up or it's just a crew neck mm-hmm. Sweatshirt mm-hmm. and jeans.
Exactly. And if you look around the mall, that's what's on display in the windows. So like at Urban Outfitters and that Brandy, that's what it is. It's like either there it's extra large or it's extra, extra small. I mean, their shirts are like for toddlers. It's unbelievable. Like even sometimes like, okay, maybe there's something in here at Brandy Melville for me. No, there's not.
No.
Because I don't wear toddler t-shirts.
Right.
Okay. Maybe I did when I was her age, but all right. So, and luckily she didn't get my boobs. All right. Anyway, so she's telling. So then I hear her go, Sonny, can I? She says something about his hair. And I was like, yeah, do something with his hair. I'm like chiming in from the background.
Right.
Because I feel like if I get in the mix, then they'll go, screw it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But he goes, well, then, and usually he's like, no, my hair's fine. Like he's like Adam. Like, he doesn't, like, put anything in his hair. He wears the same shorts every single day, the same hoodie all the time.
Right.
Like, it's just the same. Everything. Right. He doesn't switch anything up. And his hair is, like, it's tough because he's now in puberty and he's got that straw, curly, tight, curly, like, afro-y hair. And so he doesn't know what to do with it. And Natalia's like, she's got one of her best friends. He's got that same hair. It's actually, it's, like, really tight. He's like, you know, like that it doesn't move when the wind blows.
Right.
And so he like kind of style, and he's like a kid that likes to look good. So he's like trying to style it and he like parts it in the middle. but it makes it look like that's kind of the, like the style, like they parted in the middle. It sounds weird, but that's the style.
I kind of know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So she's trying to do that to him. So he's – and he lets her. So the fact that she wants to and the fact that he lets her is a huge milestone in my house right
big
now.
Deal.
It's a big deal. And yeah. I'm like I wish Adam was there to witness it and or Olga, somebody. So he lets her like fix his hair and she's like, just let me – and I tried to sneak a picture. But I know if I got caught, they would not – it would totally turn them both off and they wouldn't be – you know, the whole vibe would be killed.
Right.
So she's trying to, like, fix his hair anyway. So then we go to the mall. And at the mall, like, okay, so I go, okay, let me back up for a second. So the deal was, she said, let me pick out an outfit for you, Sonny, at, like, Urban Outfitters. Let me pick you out an outfit. And in exchange, then he says, okay – but if you let me pick out an outfit, then I get to pick out a movie for us to watch that you are going to watch with us tonight. Because usually it's just me and Sonny.
Okay.
Natalia likes like Disney movies or like, you know, scary movies like with the, you know.
Or they go back and they watch all the old Barbie movies.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like they're the chicks.
They're all the same. Right. Or they watch some Netflix original, the Kissing Booth. Or
yeah,
the
whatever
blah, blah, blah.
Dawson Creek is for these days. You know? Yeah. So they're watching – that's what she's into.
All the boys I've loved before. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then – but Sonny's watching the Quentin Tarantino movies Martin Scorsese movies and, you know.
Right.
So he's like, all right, I'll do that, but you – I'll pick out – I'm going to pick out a movie for us to watch tonight. You're going to watch it. She's like, okay, deal. And so now he's like excited. Now he's talking to me about what movie should we pick. And I'm like, okay, don't go on – don't come on strong with Reservoir Dogs. Because that's what he wanted. I was like, it's not – Natalia's not going to like – but she does like that dark humor-y kind of stuff that Quentin Tarantino does. So he was like, well, I really want her to watch Django. I really want her to watch Django. I think she'll really like it. And I was like, I think it's a little long for Sunday night. You don't want to over – don't shoot your wad.
Exactly. You want to work up to that.
Right. Work up to it.
Build trust.
Right. So I was like, you know what Natalia would
do
like?
Do something that she's like – oh, I did actually like this movie and then work in a harder one.
Exactly. I said, you know what I think she's going to like? I think she's going to like Fargo. And he's like, okay. But then because I recommended it, he's like, no, I have more on my list I can look at. Or she might like Seven because she likes scary movies. And I was like, okay. I'm like, well, you pick. I don't care. But I thought Fargo would be a good one because it's short. It's only an hour and a half. It's Sunday night. By the time we get home, it's going to be 8:30. So – and she's got homework, so – and she's going to get it done before we start the movie. So, like, it's – we want to get the show on the road. We can't be watching a long Martin Scorsese movie. So he's trying to find a good running time movie now. So now it's, the options are limited. So, okay, so we go to the mall and they go – I go, I'm going to go put our name in for the table. It's going to be, like, 45-minute wait. And she's – They're going to go to Urban Outfitters. She's going to go pick him out an outfit. And
without him?
No, with him. Those two are going to Urban Outfitters together.
Yeah, and you've got some sweet alone time.
I got some sweet alone time. But then I was like, I asked Natalia because he walked ahead. I'm like, this is really exciting. I'm going to put the name in. And then I said I was going to go to Nordstrom's. And she's like, no, come to the store. Come to Urban Outfitters after you put the name in. And I go, okay. And I go, but – she's like, just be around. And I said, so like if I'm there, do I make it harder for you or do you think I cause more trouble if I'm there? Do you think I'm helpful or what? She goes, I think you cause more trouble. So I said, okay. She's like, just be buzzing around the store. Don't be
so
like
you can
all
pay. Just
up.
Be ready to pay.
Exactly.
Get that credit card out.
Yes. Right. She's like, don't be all up in our grill.
Yeah. Just stand by the front. Stand by the pay area.
Yeah. I'll do the whole roundup signal when it's time. And then I'll load you up with all the clothes.
Right.
So that you can stand in line holding
the
clothes.
Were you like, what do I mean, all the clothes?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're an outfit.
Right, right. One outfit.
It's not Christmas.
Exactly. So she's like, well, I might want to get something for myself. I'm like, slow down. So she takes him and she's like, I get there. And she goes, I got him an outfit. And she's coming down the stairs with him. And it's a pair of Dickies, tan Dickies. And I was like, oh, I love Dickies. I used to wear Dickies when I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I had a navy blue Dickies, Doc Martens, or red Converse.
Yes.
And she's
hell
like,
yes.
I told her that. And she was like, that's still in style. I was like, well,
yeah.
See?
I told you, I'm not trying to interrupt, but
no.
It's along with what you're saying. But if you go to the skate stores, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, but the DC's painter pants that I used to wear are fully back in style. They were hugely in style when I was eighth grade, ninth grade. I had them in a few different colors.
Awesome.
Painter pants, and they were cheap back in the day.
Yeah.
Now I think they charge a little more for them because they're very in style. But DC's, they were called.
Yes.
Had some red ones with the huge pockets. They were like overalls, but only the pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. I know.
And Dickies too. And of course, Converse.
Yes.
Yeah. Combat boots were big.
Right. And so she's like, yeah, that's still in style. I go, well, okay. Well, let's see. Your mom knows what she's thinking.
Right.
What she's doing. So she comes down. She's got the tan Dickies. She's got a big purple oversized sweatshirt, which I was like, that's for you. And she's like, no, that's for him.
Purple,
but it's the Lakers. It says Lakers.
Okay.
And he's like, but even though I don't like the Lakers, I like Clippers better. And I was like, okay. He's like, but I'll let it slide because they didn't have any Clippers.
Uh-huh.
So he tried. So she wanted him to try it on and the dressing room was closed.
Oh.
So she's like, why don't we buy
it? I understand.
I know.
Can I just
say? I know.
Now that vaccines are out and people are eating in restaurants, you know, I feel like this is like, why can't you try shit on?
Right.
What difference is it? You're already inside the store. Is COVID hiding in the dressing room? Going to go like, ha-ha! Yes, you came in to try on clothes and now I gotcha. What difference does it make if you're holding a sweatshirt or fucking putting it on your head?
I don't get it.
I don't understand that as like a last holdout of like, well, sorry, can't try it on.
Right.
Well, what does that have to do with COVID really?
Right. I know. And also Nordstrom's. So I know that Nordstrom's dressing rooms are open.
Yeah.
And she was like,
not a Target. Mm-mm.
No. So she was like, she's like, let's just get it for him. And then keep the receipt and we'll go to Nordstrom's while we wait for the table and have him try it on. And if it doesn't fit, we'll come back and return. And Sonny was like, he's like, I'm out. No, forget it.
No.
I was like, no, that's a good idea. I like that idea. It's fine. And he goes, what? He goes, we're going to go through all that trouble? Like, he just couldn't understand. Walk all the way to Nordstrom's to try it on? And then it's like, what else do we have to do? So what? And by the way, I go like, the pants she picked out were way too big. And then he was like, I go, no, Natalia, these are not his size. And she's like, well, we'll get him a belt. And I was like, okay, now you're doing the Martin Scorsese version for it. Like, don't overshoot your wad. Like,
this is a
bit. Then she wanted to get him the bucket hat that's in style.
Oh, no,
and I was
Sonny
ain't wearing that. And she goes, well, maybe it's for me. And I was like, no, this is about Sonny. Like, keep it. Right. And I go, he's not wearing the hat. And she's like, and she goes, but I want to see him in this whole outfit with the hat. Like, come on. Like, I want to see him. Or like, I go, oh, all right, get the hat and we'll get everything. All right. All three. So I got him a smaller size that fits him. No belt. And went back and got the right size. So then.
How did you know his size?
It was tough, but I knew the one what she picked was way too big.
Okay.
It's way too long. His waist is not – he's not – it was double the size of him.
Okay.
And I guess it's meant to be worn with a belt. But there was different Dickies that were smaller and not as big. It was a different style, but it wasn't big. And I just figured – I just held it up. And so we leave. So we wait in a long line. So then we leave.
Which apparently is fine, but – the dressing rooms, no.
Right, exactly. No, the line is like all the way back to the dressing rooms. So I know. So I buy him the clothes and we're waiting for the table. Oh, no, as we're leaving, the table's ready. So the restaurant's right across from Nordstrom. So I go and get the table. And I was like, okay, Mom, I can have a glass of wine now.
Yeah.
And sit down and relax. You two go try it on.
Yeah.
So they go and try it on. They come back and Natalia's like expression was like, I don't know, whatever these kids say these days about nailing it. But I was like, what does that mean? Because she was like, Natalia fresh to I don't remember what she said. But right. It was like she nailed it. All right. She could have said was, I nailed it, but she didn't. She used some weird expression. And she's like, and all my friends, I took pictures and snapped it. All my friends are like, oh my God, Sonny, you look great. Because all of her friends know Sonny very well. And they couldn't believe that she got to get him to try on a whole outfit and everything and like agreed to buying it.
Right.
And I go, are you going to wear it though, Sonny? You're going to wear it? What about the hat? And he goes, no. And I was like, okay, well, let's take the hat back because he's not going to wear it. She's like, yeah. So I go out and cut the hat for her. But so he got his like oversized Lakers sweat jacket and he said he'd wear the pants on rainy days is what he said.
Oh, no.
Only on rainy days?
There's no rainy days in California. That's an excuse.
I said, but at least now, like, when we go out at night and it's cold, it's chilly at night.
Right.
You know, now you have, like, long pants because the kid wears shorts all the time.
Right.
He grew out of his long pants.
Let's do an ad and then come back and hear the conclusion of the day.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of excited to hear what movie you picked.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Sunday. This is a lawn care product. Now, you know, a lot of people, especially here in California, have expensive gardeners.
Yes.
And waste a lot of money and do a lot of leaf blowing.
Right.
But yet still the lawn doesn't look great. But now there's a product that is like special made for your lawn. It's so cool how they do it. You go online and you tell them exactly where you live and they get like Google I don't know. What do you call it, Kaylin?
Where it's like a satellite view
and they figure out what the soil is like.
That's crazy.
And what your lawn needs exactly. And then they tailor make this product that all you do, it's so easy. It attaches onto your hose and then you just spray your lawn with it. And I swear to God, John, because I'm going to keep it real. Real talk. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it. John did. But John was like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
This really works.
The technology that they have in this company to be able to do that is amazing.
Yes. And what I loved is that it's natural ingredients. So, you know, people can go out on the lawn and the kids can go on the lawn. And I love that John was just so pleased at how easy it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit getsunday.com/FCOL to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at getsunday.com/FCOL. That's getsunday.com/FCOL. Also, tell us about Chime.
Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. After all that you've earned your money, you deserve to keep it. So they help you with overdraft protection. They have fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. You can get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus checks, tax returns up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit.
That's cool.
Yes. No hidden fees or monthly minimums, plus 38,000 fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance. The security is top-notch, obviously. So you guys can try Chime. You can apply now. Go to chime.com/FCOL. It takes 2 minutes. That's chime.com/FCOL. And it doesn't affect your credit score. And join the millions that have tried it. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC, eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposits depend on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/FCOL for details.
Hey. Okay.
So
you go – so everything is cool. They're getting along.
Everything's
copacetic. You have dinner.
We have a nice dinner.
Mama has some wine.
We have a really nice dinner. Like those two were getting along and we were joking and – we were goofing on Olga. It was a lot of fun. So then we, you know, keep in mind it's Sunday evening. So I'm kind of like, all right, let's now, you know, now they want to go to dessert. And I'm like, do you guys want to get home and watch a movie, or do you want? We have ice cream at home. Why do we always have to have, like, stop and get a Wetzel pretzel for the car? Like, we just ate, like, a big Italian meal.
Yeah,
they're like, all right, let's go. So, talked them into that, and so now we're like drive. Sunny's in the front on the way back, and now we're going back and forth about what movie she should be watch, and I'm trying to like push him to like a small 90 minute, but that's very hard because he's got a list of 50 movies that he ranks them.
Right.
So he's going.
Are they his favorites or are they like the 50 greatest movies of all time?
They're
like,
his favorites, but.
Okay.
But
so
they
like eventually is she going to have to watch like Soylent Green?
No, not that.
Okay.
No. They're all his, but he's got like, you know, I mean, a total.
But they're
diversity.
All. Okay. So they're not all classics.
They're not all classics. No. No.
But well, like Anchorman's not in there?
Yeah, no. I guess he does keep it to. I don't know. I mean, Anchorman's not in there, but I'm trying to think of a comedy that's in there.
My kids love Anchorman.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he likes that, but that's not on his list.
Okay.
But Spider-Verse is on the list.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Okay. So. I don't know how highbrow you want to make that list.
Okay.
But there's a lot of Marvel and stuff like that. Planet of the Apes. I'm like, she ain't going to. He even said that. I go, I do. Don't. Even though I think she would like it because I liked it.
Right.
I was like kicking and screaming. I'm like, I'm not watching Planet of the Apes. But then I was like, oh, it's so cute. Anyway, I'm like, to keep it to, you know, short running time. So he got it down to 7 he picked. And he's like, she likes Brad Pitt. She likes Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm. We all love Morgan Freeman.
Who doesn't?
I know, right? I was like, I want him to like talk to me as I fall asleep. Like he should do an app, like a sleep app. I would love to hear him read a story to me. I could fall asleep listening
to
Morgan
Freeman.
Yeah,
give you the summary. Oh, him.
Yeah, of Morgan Freeman talking.
I thought you meant like Sonny giving you like talking about a movie.
No. Yeah, that too will put me right to sleep. No.
He could make sleep apps giving you the whole plot of his
or stats of sports.
Movie.
Yeah. So he like picks 7 and she likes a creepy movie. And I haven't seen it since it was in the theater. So I know 7 and I remember the end, but I haven't seen it.
Right.
So, I mean, I've seen it, but I haven't. It's like I've never seen it, you know, since it came out.
You've seen it the way we've seen stuff.
Right.
Which is even if it was last week.
Yes. I have amnesia. I have no clue. I barely knew Brad Pitt was in it. I barely knew Gwyneth Paltrow was in it.
Yeah.
So, and then I tell her, like, this is before she was really a big celebrity. And I think it's the movie They Fell in Love on the set. I remember reading about that at the time. And I remember thinking, Gwyneth Paltrow, who's that? Like he fell in love with her. Like I think that they started dating after that movie because then they married, right? They got married, and so anyway, I think
Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow.
They didn't get married.
No,
oh, they were together for a long time.
Yeah,
they were together for a long.
He dated Juliette Lewis from, remember,
right.
California or California with a K.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they were in. Yeah. That was a good movie. That was a great movie.
Oh, he was in that movie with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he always falls in love with his co-stars.
Yeah.
And so that intrigues Natalia. So I'm telling Natalia. So
right. You're giving her the backstory.
Right.
It's like
so,
John has to do that with sports with me. He's like, this coach he got fired, but then they brought him back. And I'm like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
I need
a human side of the story.
Yes.
Right. So I tell her about them dating and whatever. And now, you know, so she got through, like, and it's almost 2-hour movie. The credits in the beginning were long, so we fast forward through that.
Uh-huh.
But so we watched that, and it got to be like an hour, and she got through about an hour, and then everybody was getting tired. And then she's like, do you think we can pause it and watch the rest tomorrow? Because I'm really tired. So he's like, okay, that's fine. She's probably never going to watch the rest of it.
Right.
But at least those two, like, it was so nice to see them get along for the first time in a long time. You know, I loved it.
That's so sweet.
And then the other thing I was going to tell you that's kind of interesting. So, like I was saying, I was saying that Sonny now is going back to school. Now that he's gone back to school, he's reconnected with his friends. So on Friday, like – he goes, what are you going to be home tonight? I was like, yeah. He was like, you want to watch a movie tonight? I was like, sure. So I went out and had drinks with like Jen over here. We went for drinks. And then I was like, I got to get home because Sonny wants to, you know, I want to watch a movie with Sonny. So I got home like 10 o'clock. I'm watching him on his on the Life 360 app.
Right.
He doesn't come home after school. He goes straight to like the town center. Then they go to McDonald's. So I'm watching him walking around. I check in with him. He's with a friend or two. And he's out until 10 o'clock.
The kid. Oh.
Yeah. Just man about town. Just taking the bus down to like the town center. Then like they went up to the
bus.
Yeah, there's a bus that goes through town that they get on.
Wow.
From their high school, it takes them to the like the town center.
Okay.
Where like the restaurants and stuff are.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're walking around there. Then they're off walking towards their old elementary school and they go over there. I'm like, where is this kid going? It's 9 o'clock. I'm like, Sonny, when are you coming home? He's like, everybody's getting picked up at 10 at McDonald's. I was like, all right. So I was like, oh, you're going to watch a movie now. But now I'm like, he's out on the town. So now I can go watch, you know.
Below deck. Right. Hell yes.
Right. So it was nice. And then Saturday, now there's nothing really going on Saturday. And I like, what are you doing today? What do you want to do? And she's got her friends over. So she's got her two girlfriends over from volleyball that she's been hanging out with a lot. And she wanted them to come over Saturday night. So she comes over Saturday night. And these two girls, I go pick them up. One of them lives like Deep Valley. Pick them up, come back, get them some food. They're going to hang out. Then Sonny tells me at some point during the day, I'm going to have some of the boys over to watch the fight. Dad was going to watch the fight, but now he's going to, like out to dinner. So I think I'm going to have like, you know, a couple of my guy friends come over. Is that okay? And I was like, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Like, really? I could not believe that he was not only hanging out with his friends, inviting them over. Like, you
right.
know, he hates to be – his whole thing is I hate to be a host.
Right.
That's why I don't invite anybody over. I don't like being a host. Well, he had the guys come over. That like, a couple of them got dropped off, like, right – like, at 7 o'clock, right before the fight. And I was like, do you want me to get Chick-fil-A? Like, what do you guys want?
He right.
was like, no. He's like, don't get crazy. They already ate. And I go, how do you know? They are like, let's make it fun. Let's get some pizzas or something. He's like, no. I was like, okay, all right, fine. And I go, well, you got to make sure the theater's clean because your sister made it a mess. So he like cleaned up the theater, you know, put some Cokes into the fridge and invited his friends over and they watched the fight. And I was like, this is awesome. Then they wanted to go like the fight, the main thing, some UFC fight. And the main one was at like at 9 o'clock. And then after the fight was over, it's like, can we walk to McDonald's? We like got the munchies. I was like, all right, go on. So they walked to McDonald's and then like one of the boys got picked up from there and they dropped Sonny off and it was nice. So but here's the thing. So he invited his
And which friends were these?
Well, one of them was his best friend Jensen and then a couple of them were just boys that he just became like they're newer. I don't really know them very well, but but Natalia knows them and
are these the skate boys, though, from before, like last year?
Those boys turned out to be nice, too. But no, these are just
some
boys
randos?
In their grade. No, boys in their grade that I don't know. But, you know, when he was doing basketball, I knew all the boys. Like, I knew all his friends, all those boys.
Right.
But now he's not in any sport. So, you know, all these new kids are on coming around that Natalia knows, but I don't.
Okay.
And so I was like, it's interesting because Natalia's going to have her friends over. This is like the first time really in a long time since they've been in high school that she's going to have her friends who are the same age that don't go to our school. And then he's going to have his friends over the same age. So they're not going to know each other. Usually she'll have her two friends over. And then if he has a friend over, they all know each other.
Right.
They all went to like second grade together.
Got it.
All the way through. So it's kind of like a little family. It's fine.
Right.
But these are like kids that don't know each other. And so I was like, maybe you guys want to play some ping pong, you know, like so they did kind of hang out in the backyard for a while and they were playing ping pong. And I was like, wow, this is kind of but now it's like, do I have to keep an eye on them and everything now because their hormones are raging. These are his goofy friends. These are like two really cute volleyball girls, you know, like
I don't think they're going to just like start having sex like in the backyard. I think, and they're not drinking, so they're just going to be like looking at each other.
Right. But I was like before, I didn't have to worry. I didn't even have to think about it. But now I was like, I guess like I can't just go to bed is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I got to make sure the boys get picked up. Like, you know. Just, but no, I mean, I didn't think anything was going to happen either. But.
Although I got to tell you, so LB's friends, LB has this one friend, I won't say his name, but they have been since last summer, so like almost a year, like almost through COVID, they hang out at this one friend's backyard, and there's like apparently like a game room, but it's in the backyard, but it's kind of open. And there's a backyard and there's like a basketball and there's a jacuzzi. There's a pool and jacuzzi. And there's always like 10 kids over there. And that mom never – she goes to bed at like 9 o'clock. Nobody watches those kids like
– Right.
And they're up to no good. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
A lot. I mean –
So that's
constantly, no, but like that's where they go, and that's
of course,
and no one is like no one seems to keep an eye on them.
Well, that's the thing; it's always happening. Shit's always going down at the house where all the kids are allowed to come over, and the parents are not really around. That's the thing, and I just don't want to be that house,
right?
You know,
I can see that,
and I don't want my kids to thinking that's that house,
right?
I want my kids knowing that I'm going to be buzzing around, you know,
right.
At all hours.
Yeah, like the mom from, you know, Mean Girls.
Right.
Hey, hi, guys! Who wants some Virgin Cosmos? Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Who wants some mocktails? Right. And Natalia's going to be going, Mom, stop the zit.
Yeah. She saw my t-shirt, by the way, that Ulysses made.
She's
like, does that say stop the zit? And I said, it sure does. She's like, where'd you get that? I said, one of our fans made it.
Yeah, it's the birthday boy.
Yeah, our birthday
made
boy.
It.
Yep. It's a soft. By the way, Becky's t-shirts, this is not an ad I'm being paid for.
Yeah.
Super soft.
Well, we could
sleep in those.
Yeah. If you want a t-shirt, go to Basic Becky.
That's right.
Just basicbecky.com or Basic Becky on Facebook.
I love her.
For a really soft t-shirt.
Yeah.
I know. I love that she made you the.
What do you want from me?
Have you worn it?
Oh, my God, yes. I wore it to the meeting, my Wednesday night meeting over here.
Did anyone say anything?
Oh, hell yeah. I was going to wear it this morning, but I couldn't find it in time.
Oh,
but
that's
I'll wear
funny.
It next Monday.
Yeah.
I love it. You kidding? My kids loved it, too. They knew that I love that scene.
Speaking of ads,
yeah,
you know, let's talk about Best Fiends.
You want to talk about Best Fiends, huh?
I've lost track of my level, but I'm up there.
I know.
I
think I'm in the mid threes.
Yeah. Me too. Probably ahead of you. I don't want to brag.
I'm sure.
I play it a little bit more, I think. it's so great. You know when I'm telling you when I play Best Fiends is before I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I play all my phone
games.
It's calming. It's cute, but it's calming. And it's
I play it when I'm waiting in the car for Natalia.
Maybe you should give it to tell what's your kid's name?
Sonny.
Maybe you should have him check out Best Fiends.
Yes, I should have them play.
To relax, to unwind.
Right.
I like it.
That's
for
a good idea.
Yeah. It's like, and you, I feel you can, I feel like, I know it's not like, it's not a bad, in a bad way, but like, I can't put it down. Like, I want to keep playing and keep playing and keep playing. But then when I get tired, I'm able to just go like, okay, I'll put it away for tomorrow.
Right.
But then when I pick it up again, I'm like,
it keeps you going.
It's really fun.
It kind of warms up my brain sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's free to download from the Apple App Store or Google Play. And it's really fun. So download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on, like I said, the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Mm-hmm. Also, do you own or rent your home?
Sure do.
Yeah, well, it's a hard work. And you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico.
Yep.
Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have a lot of shit to do around the house. Sorry. Go to geico.com.
Just do the line again.
And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the home. So Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. You know what? I also – did we talk about summer jobs?
We started to talk about them getting a summer job, but we didn't get very far.
Yeah. I am definitely going to get them. I talked to them about it on Sunday night dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I think realistically, you know, the best thing is going to be for them to work at like one of the camps that they're going to, you know, because Natalia wants a job that she can get with her friend. You know, how you know, that, remember that when you wanted your job, but then you're like, I want to work. Like, let's get a job together.
Right.
You know, at age 14, they don't want to go to work by themselves. They want to, like, work with their friend.
Yeah, so only 14.
Yeah. So I think for her being – because they need to be kept busy this summer, I just think. I just feel like it's been a lot of downtime, and it's just – you know, I mean, she's got volleyball until the end of June. And then I think we might go on a road trip too.
Right. Yeah, in the RV
mm-hmm.
to Chicago.
Yeah.
That'll be so fun.
It'll be fun.
You have big plans this summer. You're going to be busy.
I don't know about
that. We got nothing.
Yeah.
We're going to go to San Francisco.
Love San Francisco.
Yeah. John's cousin lives there. He's really nice. Remember when we went to Crystal Beach in Canada a couple years ago, the year before – summer before COVID? His cousin – who he really likes. He's just a really nice, cool guy. And his wife passed away not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So we were going to go, you know, he's like an older guy.
Yeah.
Like late 60s. But we're going to go see him and show the kids San Francisco.
Where does he live in San Francisco?
I don't know. Somewhere near there?
Mm.
Near San Fran?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You haven't been there yet?
Look what I know.
San Francisco is a good place to go with the kids at this age, too.
Yeah,
this
I think
close
so.
Close by. Are you going to drive?
Yeah, we'll drive. Yeah. Take Penelope. Well, I don't know what we're going to do with Penelope when we're like going to like eat and stuff. Maybe leave her at the house
at his place,
Peter's house.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's nice you're going to take Penelope. You're going to drive.
We're obsessed with our dog.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little unhealthy.
I love her.
I love, like, she is, I can't imagine doing stuff without her. Like, the first thing I think when we think about doing anything is like, okay, so where will Penelope,
right.
Like, so are we bringing Penelope? And John's like, yeah. Although that is a long car trip with a dog.
It is.
But she doesn't like to be away from us.
Right. I know. That's the sad thing.
But
is she okay in the car?
It is going to be weird. Yeah, she's okay in the car, although she does start – I don't know. Maybe we won't bring her. Maybe we'll – because we do leave her with this guy who works with the person who's the rescue from the heart, mm-hmm. Annie, who works with her. And she stayed with him, and she had a great time.
She did.
She did not care. Like, you know when you see those videos – where, like, the guy goes away overseas and then he comes home and the dog is, like, jumping onto his shoulders practically, like, wearing him like a scarf.
Right.
Like, you know, just so excited. That was not Penelope when she saw me after our last trip.
Really?
No. She was just like, sup. She came over to me, but as if we were meeting for the first time. Like, hey.
Yeah.
You seem like no different. She's an attention hoe, so she approaches everybody with the same, like, hey, you want to give me a pat?
Yeah.
No real recognition or excitement.
So she had a good time.
I mean, that's what I told myself. I told myself, oh, well, it's good.
Yeah.
It's fine that she didn't like, it's not that she forgot about me. It's that she just had so much fun that she was like, oh, cool. And I like you too.
Right.
That's what I convinced myself
of.
But I'm in no rush to leave her there again. That's the thing.
No, I know. Phil.
You had a little too much fun, young lady.
Right.
Remember me, the person who feeds you and freaking takes you for
walks
every day?
Does she know when you're leaving? Could she sense it when you're leaving?
Lynette, we never leave. That's the problem.
But like if you have to leave to go, you know, to the store and stuff. Phil follows me all the way to the door and
somebody's
sits there and
always
looks at me.
Home with this kid, this dog. Someone's always home.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we all leave, she does this, which is very rare. Mm-hmm. If we're all going to go like out and eat. She does this thing where she does guilt us. She doesn't walk to the door and act like she wants to come out. What she does is she lays down in the living room, like with her face away from us.
Oh.
Like, I know you're leaving. Try leaving now. Right. I'm not even looking at you.
Yeah.
That's how you should be ashamed of yourselves. Right. I'm not ashamed. You're ashamed like that. And then when we get back, she does a thing. She like gets up and slowly like comes to the door. But then you can tell she's really happy that we're home.
Right. Phil,
again,
just
that's
like,
what I tell myself.
He knows when I get my – I didn't notice this till recently. Olga pointed it out. She goes, look at him. Look at him. When I get my purse, his ears kind of perk up. And he's like, where are you going now, bitch? And like follows me all the way to the door and then sits there and looks at me. Like, and it's the saddest thing. I'm like, I'll be right. Stay with Olga. Go talk to Olga. Like, come on. Olga, he's scared of Olga. She's the only person. Like, she'll give him a knee, you know, like, hey, suck a say. Shh. You know, and she gets him out of the kitchen. She don't want him in the kitchen when she's in the kitchen.
Right.
So she kicks him right out. But he just,
See, we're not like that.
I know.
We're big softies when it comes to our dog. We're just like, every once in a while, like if John walks Penelope, which is a little bit rare, but sometimes it's like a weird thing where I'm like, oh my God, I could eat.
Right? Like, I know. When he's not around.
It's very hard to eat in our house, no matter what. If it's, well, first of all, you know, this shouldn't be news to anybody, but we're not a big family meal. We don't sit around a table.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're like very buffet style. Yeah. We're just like find a table.
Right.
That table could be in your bedroom, in the living room, at the coffee table, in my room.
Right.
Sometimes I'll make food, but then it's like everybody scatters.
Yeah, I know.
Like totally. I go, okay, dinner's ready. And no one eats together. No. It's just like I go sit and watch The Voice. You know, Xander and Sadie are playing Roblox in the room. Elby's laying in bed.
Right.
Doing, you know, scrolling Instagram. And everybody's just got a plate of food.
Right.
It's really sad. And not in any parenting books that you would ever read.
No. It's the same thing in our house. The same. Like everybody scatters. You know,
it's so rare to like sit at the table. Yeah. I mean, listen, do we do it once in a while? Yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get our food and then we watch something like together.
Right.
It's just rare.
Right. Yeah. Because everybody's got their own issues and their own interests. You know, what do
they
want to
really
do? Yeah. Yeah.
I've been trying to get Sadie. This is the thing. I've said this before. Elby is very easy. Like, she's a full-on teenager, so she really does her own thing most of the time. She has her own life. She has her own all these friends. She's always busy doing something. But when she's not, if I go, like, you want to go to the store? She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or she'll be like, oh, do you want, like, I don't know. She's just up for stuff to do with me. Again, not that often, but if I go, you want to come to my room and watch something, she will. Now, Sadie seems like she wants my attention, but she won't do anything with me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like if I go, well, the only thing they'll do is like play Among Us. Like they'll be like, you want to play Among Us? And no, I don't anymore.
I know.
Yeah. It was fun like for a while, but like I want her to meet me halfway. Like, but if I say, do you want to watch a show? Or she'll start to watch something. Like I asked her if she wanted to watch Married at First Sight. She did. But she watched like an episode. And then what happens is she sort of disappears from the room. It's like she's going to go get something. And then she just never comes back.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Sometimes she even says. She's like, oh, I'll be back. And she just does not come back. And then I go, well, what happened?
Right.
Or I'll go like, do you want to go – I'll try to think of something that she might like to do. Like, oh, do you want to go to Home Goods? And you know how I'm always about to buy a couch or a rug?
Yes.
So I'm like, you want to go to Home Goods and like look at like rugs? And she'll be like, when? I'll be like, I don't know, now? And she'll go, And then I feel like I'm forcing her.
I know.
I don't know. And she doesn't like to do stuff.
Right.
She doesn't like to really go out to eat. She doesn't like to go
to
the
like
mall.
She doesn't like to go out to eat?
Not really.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of things that she sparks to. Mm-hmm. What do you do with that?
I mean, you just got to – I'm no therapist, but I think – I don't know. I think you just got to let them do their – she's just got to let her do her thing. And
oh, and here's the
thing. She'll come to you.
She'll do stuff. She does like to do stuff if Elby's doing it.
Right.
Like if Elby – she'll be like, well, is Elby going? Well, I don't know. I'll ask her. I'm trying to spend some time with Sadie. You know what I mean? But if I go, if LB goes, then she's all about it. Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Oh, well, she wants to spend time with LB.
That's what she wants to do, not me.
Does LB know this?
Yep. Elby will do it once in a while.
Right.
But Elby,
she's got her life.
She's very busy. Yes. Yeah. And she doesn't mean to be. She loves Sadie and she loves Xander. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't mind doing stuff like with us.
Right.
But it's like you have to kind of talk her into it.
Yeah.
You have to kind of be like, could you come with us? And then right. she'll be like, okay. Like, for how long? You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
She's like I am with exercise. There needs to be like a time limit and a goal involved. Yes. It's like we're going to go and look at one thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I will be back by this time. It can't be like open-ended.
Right. I know. Right.
Like a hike.
Yeah. I'm with her though. I need to know when we're going to – like Natalia go, can we go on a drive? I'm like – another drive, like, and then she always wants to go some, like, but can we go by like the Rose Bowl or by down through Pasadena? Like, that's close and that's fine, but I don't want to go to Hollywood and Beverly Hills and you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And then if it's late, because she'll come to me at like sometimes 9:30, 9:45 on a school night and go, I'm done with all my homework. Do you and I'm like, I'm in my room.
Right.
Going
you're like,
to,
I'm done with you.
Yes,
I'm done with life for
right.
the day.
I'm getting in bed. I want to watch my, you know, Below Deck. And she's like, comes to me and she's like, come on. But then she does this. But we haven't spent time together this week. I'm like, that's all she needs to say. And I'm like, all right, okay. Or, you know, she had her friend over, her one friend. She's like, can we just drive up to the school and back just so I could show my friend how I drive? I have like mixed feel. Like Adam takes her and her friend, but I have a mixed feeling. Like I don't know if I really would want it to. I mean, I guess it's fine. I don't know. I'm always aware. I'm trying to be aware of what other parents, if they go home.
I wouldn't want my kid driving with Natalia.
Natalia.
With somebody who doesn't even have a permit.
Right. I know.
I would be unhappy.
Right. But she does
just,
it with.
Just being honest.
Yeah.
But then I'm not her friend
right.
or her friend's mom.
Right.
Maybe they don't care.
Right. So I was like.
But what if she crashed the car?
Yeah. I know. But when she's with me and we're going like up to the school, she doesn't go past 25, 30 miles an hour. So we went on like up to the school and back. But by the way, I still don't have my driver's license renewed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So that's my excuse when she wants to drive.
Like she's more legal at this point than you.
Yes. Like when she wants to drive, I have the excuse like I can't. We can't. I don't have my drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go with your dad. Ask dad. I'd rather her go with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I know this is spending time and stuff. And then like Sonny, like now he's with his friend. So that's a good thing. So
yeah.
Now that takes the pressure off of me.
Yeah.
But then there's times I want to be hanging out with them. And it was just so nice to be with the two of them, just the three of us. We haven't done that in a long time.
I want to go. That you're making me want to go do something with Sonny and Natalia. I want to go eat Italian food with them. Do you mind?
Yeah, you take them next Sunday.
I want to do something with Sadie and Xander. They're just like it's like I feel a little Cats in the Cradle. You know, like it's been so long since I've made traditions and doing stuff together with them that they've sort of forgotten about me.
Right.
Like, they stopped asking.
Right. I know.
Now
I started
like,
feeling
now
like
I'm going to want to like go, well, hey, guys,
right.
I want to do something. And they're going to be like, oh, really? Like now Xander's going to have a beard and Sadie's, you know, going to have kids. And
right.
they're going to be like, sorry, Mom,
yes.
we've got our own lives now.
Right. I know how everybody would tell us, like, just you wait when they're teenagers, you're going to want to hang out with them.
I know, and I do, but I want to do something that I want to do.
That you want to do. I know.
But
that's
like,
the problem.
Elby's just easier that way. Like, for instance, she went to Magic Mountain today with her friends, and that's great. But she's even like, Mom, do you want to go to Magic Mountain, like the two of us?
See, that's
I'm like,
nice.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I love going on roller coasters. Like, my daughter wants to spend the day with me.
Right.
But why doesn't Sadie?
Right. Well, I don't know.
But
I mean,
she does want attention. Like, she does come in and check in on me all the time and go like, hey, what are you doing, Mom?
Right.
Hi, Mom. And give
right.
me hugs and stuff.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to, like, hang out.
Well, that's okay.
All right.
It's her thing.
All right.
Everybody's different.
This was fun.
How you doing, Kaylin?
I'm good.
Let's do some Patreon shouts.
Breaking news. Kaylin's doing good.
Listen, if you want to get a little treat, little treat for your kids or for yourself, go to @MaybelleMoon. This is Randy May Ames' little Insta, Etsy business. Maybelle Moon, M-A-E-B-E-L-L-E, Moon on Instagram. And see all of her delicious salves and lotions and ritual gear for and sage, and everything smells so good. Mm-hmm. And the kids love this stuff. Go check it out. You're going to freak out. And it's so professional looking and cool in the designs.
Yeah.
Makes great gifts.
It's a cute name too.
Yeah, check it out. Also, Lauren Green is one of our patrons, and she has a website called Loud Living with Lauren, and that will direct you to the different things she has. She has the Color Street Nails stuff, and she does home decor and custom baby items. Remember I told you she made like a woke Yenta in training or a
bib for babies?
Yes, it's so cute. Oh, it's so cute.
Woke Yenta in training.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So she's like trying to make a living, you know, during COVID times and taking it online. So at least go check out her stuff. That's Loud Living with Lauren. Also, Mary Fish, she's a realtor with Coldwell Banker Harris McCaney and Fawcett. That's a lot of realtors up in there.
That's true.
She works Northwest Arkansas, so she can help you find a property or sell a property. And why not do that through somebody who also listens to our show? Mfish at coldwellbankerhmf.com. Mfish at coldwellbankerhmf.com. Also, remember my friend Robin Reiser, whose husband has Atwater Photo Camp?
Yes.
Get going on that. What are your kids doing?
I know. That's summer? A good
– You can't spare 5 days to send them on a photo adventure and inspire them to explore the world in a deeper way? Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. You can do that. Mm-hmm. They're expanded from 28 states and Canada. They will have campers this year joining from South America, Europe, and Asia. So go to atwaterphotocamp.com and check out what they're doing. And then last but not least, Brittany, she has an online boutique called Boutique by Brit, and her goal is to make you feel beautiful and comfortable in your clothes. Nothing is over $50 on her site, and she tries everything on so you can see what it looks like. You can follow her on social media at Boutique by Brit or shop with her Shop Boutique by Brit, Brit with one T. com. So check that out. I think I got everybody on our list today. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. Thank you, Kaylin. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink, plus shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.